Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. May Allah raise the rank of our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and protect his nation from that which he fears for it. May Allah make us amongst those who are granted that which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and that which has not occurred to the heart of a human before. Among what the Prophet conveyed and is obligatory to believe in are paradise and hellfire. Paradise is the abode place of peace, enjoyment and happiness. Allah prepared it for the Muslims. It contains rivers of pure honey, milk and non-intoxicating wine, different from the wine of this world and other everlasting enjoyments. The enjoyment in paradise is by both body and soul. Paradise has different levels, some of which are higher than the others. The highest level is the level of the prophets, the level of Al-Firdaus. The people of paradise will not grieve, grow old, or die. They will be forever in paradise, will never leave it, and will enjoy its everlasting bliss. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companions, هَلْ مِن مُشَمِّدٍ لِلْجَنَّةِ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَا خَطَرَ لَهَا هِيَ وَرَبِّ الْكَعْبَةِ نُورٌ يَتَلَأْلَأْ وَرَيْحَانَةٌ تَهْتَزْ وَقَصْرٌ مَشِيدٌ وَنَهْرٌ مُطَّرِدٌ وَفَاكِهَةٌ كَثِيرَةٌ نَضِيجَةٌ وَزَوْجَةٌ حَسْنَاءُ جَمِيلَةٌ وَحِلَلٌ كَثِيرَةٌ فِي مَقَامٍ أَبَدِي فِي حُبْرَةٍ وَنَضْرَةٍ فِي دَارٍ عَالِيَةٍ سَلِيمَةٍ بَهِيَّةٍ This hadith means, are there any who want to strive hard to receive the endowments of paradise? Paradise has no equal. I swear by the Lord of the Kaaba, it contains shining lights, pleasing fragrant plants, big castles, flowing rivers, ripe fruits, beautiful wives, and many special clothes. The residents of paradise will have beautiful faces. They will be immersed in endless bliss, living in high, sound, beautiful houses, related by Ibn Hibban. Among what a person has to believe in also, and what the Prophet ﷺ conveyed about, is the existence of hellfire. It is also called Jahannam. It is obligatory to believe that hellfire is the everlasting place of torture. Allah prepared it for the non-believers who chose blasphemy and refused Islam. The torture of Allah is real and physical. Its heat is much more unbearable than the heat of this world. Similarly, its coldness is far more severe than the coldness of this world. It is existent now. It is located beneath the seventh earth. The non-believers dwell in hellfire forever and will never leave it. On the other hand, the Muslims who committed the enormous sins and died without repentance are of two groups. One group is relieved by Allah from the torture of hellfire by the intercession of the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank, or other intercessors. The first group will, by the mercy of Allah, enter paradise without torture. Allah will torture the other group for a period of time in hellfire. Then Allah will order that they be taken out of it and will admit them to paradise because they died on Islam. Allah Ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا Verses 64 and 65 of Surah Al-Ahzab mean, Allah damned the non-believers and prepared hellfire for them. in which they will reside forever without any supporter or savior. We humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the sincere intentions, endow His mercy on us, assemble us under the banner of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us among the winners on the Day of Judgment. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and Allah knows best.